Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and conclude our media availabilities for this weekend with our race-winning team. We're now joined by Michael Nelson, president of NASCAR for Team Penske, and our race-winning crew chief. Our race-winning crew chief, Jonathan Hassler. Congratulations, gentlemen. Jonathan, just to start, can you just talk about race strategy, how the race went for you guys today?
Yeah, it was, our car was really strong all day. Really showed our strength in stage two and, got to the lead and felt like we could kind of maintain it really, with the pace that we had. We had a pretty big gap back to second and third and, had to be a little bit aggressive to that point to kind of keep track position, kind of typical of New Hampshire. And as everybody will know, and I'm sure it'll be some of the questions, we had a bit of an issue in the pits. But honestly, that kind of put us, on a little bit of a different path and in position to take two tires and get the lead late in the race.
And Michael, for you, Team Penske's been really strong these last few weeks. Can you talk about that, what that means heading into the chase here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously gives us a lot of great momentum and, these have been some strong tracks for us. So, yeah, we're trying to close it off next week at Daytona. But, we've had an unbelievable last few weeks and so much fun back at the race shop. And we've had a great time with it. So, yeah, looking forward to Daytona next week and really appreciative of what we've been able to do these last few weeks.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start down here with Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. I'd love for both of you guys to answer this. Why is Penske so good on these style tracks year after year?
Yeah, I really wish I knew. I really wish there was a magic formula. I think there's not, honestly. We changed a lot of things from a year ago when we won the race. We knew we had to be better. I think that's just kind of the mentality of the whole group. I think we do a good job. The guys do a good job testing. I think we have a few tests with Ford, and we had a test at North Wilkesboro early in the year that gave us some direction. And I think it just the overall balance from the whole group, each and every team contributing and trying to be a little bit better every week.
Michael.
Yeah, I like what he said. So, you guys see it. I think you see guys that with. That do well at certain tracks, certain manufacturers at certain tracks, and we'll take it. Obviously, we need to be a little better at some of the other tracks. So, we got to do what we can here at places that we've shown speed and try to capitalize.
We've kind of asked this of the drivers last few weeks on the Penske side. Last mile and a half was Chicago, early July. Where do you feel like your mile and a half track program has improved since then, and do you feel like it's going to be much better in the chase?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. I mean, I'd say we ruled some things out, right? We've ruled some things out this year and, definitely have been licking our wounds after a few of those mile-and-a-half tracks. So we'll do the best we can and try to piece everything together, obviously trying things through those tracks to be better. And hopefully, we'll have the right combination come chase time.
On the broadcast, they said that this was the ninth pit stop miscue this year by the 12th team. Where's the level of concern? Because we know that's kind of been the Achilles heel for the team.
Yeah, I think, I'd be curious to know what those statistics are for other teams as well. I think, it's really competitive on pit road. And I think if you're going to, have any speed, you're going to have these sort of miscues. And, with the speed that we've had, I think, our goal has certainly been to eliminate those. And even if we give up a little bit of speed to do that, that's what we've wanted. But it's still going to happen, and it happens to each of the best teams. And I think we're fortunate that we're fast enough and we're up front enough that everybody takes notice when it does happen.
Dr. Deandra, buildingspeed.com. Question about the format of practice. Did the change in practice format help you? If so, how? And are there further changes you'd like to see to practice?
I certainly think you've seen each of the teams, you pay attention. Everybody approaches it a little bit differently. I think, within our group, we've had a pretty consistent approach. I think maybe it does help us a little bit, but it's the same for everybody. So, as far as whether I'd like to see more changes, I don't think about that too much, to be honest. We play with the rules that are given and just try to do the best we can with what's in front of us.
We'll come over here to the right to Sarah.
Sarah Talker, Total Apex Sports and Your News Media. What does it mean to you guys as a team to get a second win here?
Yeah, I think, to win back-to-back at North Wilkesboro and New Hampshire, excuse me. Yeah, brain. It's great. And I think anytime you can win at a track, over and over again, it just shows the strength of the whole organization. And I think the garage is always moving. You'll see certain teams, certain cars, they have runs of success and then they fade a little bit. And to be able to, produce, 2 years in a row, you've just had to sort of evolve and get better. So, testament to the whole group.
Matthew Orris with YankeeRacer.com. Question for you guys. I know Ryan's become a fan favorite in NASCAR, and today the fans show their support. How much do you guys enjoy coming to New England and feeling that fan support?
Yeah, I wanted to jump on that last question and say that as a team member, New Hampshire was where I won my first race back in 2002. So it's always been a special place to me because I got my first Cup points win here. And so we love coming back and love the area and always have a lot of fun. And we've won a lot of races here too. It's been a great track for us. But as far as Blaney goes, yeah, he's such a cool guy. He's a lot of fun. He's what you see in the interviews and I don't see how fans can't be attracted to that and want to see more of it. So such a talented race car driver, and we're happy to be able to provide him with the car to get it done today.
Come over here to Tim.
Tim Ward, Motorsports Today. Early on in the race, I know you guys only went 40 laps on the rain tires, but I'm just wondering, Jonathan, from your perspective, first off, how was your tire wear? And should NASCAR, I guess, in some ways stop holding your guys' hands in terms of strategy when you guys can go to dry tires and so on?
Yeah, I think, obviously there's been some changes to the protocol, I guess, with, rain procedures and whatnot, with NASCAR sort of stepping away from, mandating when we put tires on and letting us control rain tires on our own. Honestly, I think that's probably a good move. I think it puts a lot in the driver's hands in terms of, not abusing their tires and knowing that, hey, this could be a long run. I could have to save myself. I think, those scenarios put on some pretty good races. As far as how we attacked the rain, I was certainly, happy with, we really just maintained. We didn't go forward. We didn't go backwards. Maintained and were able to kind of reset. It's a huge change, something that we, every time we have the opportunity, we're learning a little bit more about what it takes to be, you have a car that's good in the dry, but, what do you need to do in the wet? And for us to maintain, we kind of checked the box and were able to be, competitive once the race dried out.
I was going to say, though, just overall, had it stayed wet conditions from start to finish, do you think four sets would have made the whole race?
Looking at our sets, we definitely had some, more tire life than I expected. I think we were all fortunate, all the crew chiefs. We had a meeting this morning with Brad Moran. We talked about the scenario we knew we were in. Everybody knew that the weather was coming and that it was most likely going to be out of here. So nobody was overly concerned with the number of sets that we had. I do think, in a different scenario, we're definitely going to need more tires. But I think, Brad and that whole group would have made a different decision if it looked like the rain was going to stay around.
Going back to Terrell.
Terrell Covey with the Podium Finish. You mentioned the miscue on pit road, but do you feel like that ended up being a blessing in disguise because you weren't having to be head-to-head with Barry and he was having to play chase at the end when you took two?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped us, get track position the way the cautions fell. So, I think maybe it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise. I think, if it doesn't happen that way, I think we're, still right there in the hunt, but it definitely gave us the opportunity to recover.
And then for Penske wide, the other kind of race within the race is Austin is in kind of a precarious spot, but He, after a difficult qualifying run, he came up through. He ran pretty well. He improved enough to keep himself in a good spot. You know, how much of that is a reflection of the teamwork of the whole team, and how much of that is just a testament to Austin and his team and their tenacity?
Yeah, I'd say it's both. I mean, they did a good job of executing today, and needed to have a decent day, and had some setbacks at times, and didn't qualify the way they wanted to. Had some times in the race where they weren't happy with a car, but we all work together as a team and do everything we can to get all our cars up front, and they had a good day today in terms of points.
Are there any other questions for Jonathan or Michael? All right, gentlemen. Congratulations. Thanks for your time.